This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Realize that our theme song is relaxing to a certain extent. You know, you hear it if you stop and say, okay, there it is. Bring it up a little, Manny. A little more. I love the name of the song, Waiting on the World to Change, because that's what we're trying to do here on What's On Your Mind. Waiting on the World. Who sings this again? I can't even remember who it
is. That is John Mayer.
John Mayer, yep. Yeah. I picked it out, and I can't even remember. I think Dustin Moore might have, actually. But it's National Relaxation Day, so we're going to be playing relaxing music amid the conversation in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And if you could, this hour, just go up just a tiny little bit, Kevin, to a little little notch up in the relaxation category to give me a little bit of energy with the relaxation, okay?
With the relaxation,
yeah.
Okay.
You got any ideas?
Yeah. Let's see if this this fits the bill here.
Dogs out! Who let the dogs out?
Is that relaxing enough?
Listening to Hillary Clinton bark is not my idea of relaxing, no.
Sorry.
No, but I know the whole dog theme today with the Omarosa deal. I can't believe I didn't know that she worked for Clinton's and Gore and was fired. Why isn't the media telling us this? Because that's all they talk about. We're not talking about it anymore. I'm done. It's stupid. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get it going. Congressman Cramer, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. Sorry I missed you last week and I already forgot what I was doing.
Well, I know you had a conflict, couldn't be moved, and we understand. As I mentioned on the air, I don't know, 48, 50 weeks out of 52, pretty darn good for the time for the listeners, so we appreciate it very much. So we have lots to get to. There's already calls waiting to chit-chat today on the program, so we'll get right to it. What is the issue of the week for you?
For me, the issue of the week is, well, we had Secretary of Energy Rick Perry in Bismarck on Monday and had him up to a coal mine and power plant and an ethanol plant, and he saw a bunch of wind turbines on his way to and from, and had a great discussion. You were there, of course, with energy leaders from around, not just North Dakota, but around the country, which was very cool, and showing off our assets there. And then we just announced, as you know, late yesterday that Secretary Wilbur Ross of the Department of Commerce, which oversees, of course, the United States Trade Representative's Office and Trade Negotiations, and Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Sensky, the two of them are coming to Fargo together next week on Thursday. So we're putting the final details together for a town hall and a tour and some other things, trying to expose them to what's going on in North Dakota and agriculture and trade, and give them an opportunity to hear directly from North Dakotans. So I'll tell you the biggest issue, as you put it, you know, what's the issue for me? What I continually see, Scotty, is an administration and the Trump administration that does not view North Dakota as flyover country, but views us as the contributor to the culture, to the economy, to the national security of our nation in a way that is respected, not just respected, but that is to be emulated. And so I've just enjoyed tremendously having the kind of direct contact with this administration who's interested in what's going on in states, including states like North Dakota, not just New York and California. And it's certainly kept us hopping.
All right, let's go to some calls. We had a call that called in already last hour, anonymous, which, by the way, is fine. If you just tell Manny, you don't want to give your name. I want to talk about the FSA. Go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Yeah, I'll get right to it. This is about FSA, and nothing seems to be happening after we had that meeting. I know it takes a while, but we've been dealing with her for 3.5-4 years. And what's the next step to get something done? And I mean, there's got to be something they can do by now, I would think. And what would be can I get a letter to say from somebody that they're going to do something and when they're going to do it by a certain date? And,
okay, let's back up to the beginning, Scotty, so people know what we're talking about. It took me about halfway through that one to figure out. So FSA is the Farm Services Agency Farm Services Agency within the USDA. I think the caller is calling specifically about the controversy that has swirled around the Morton County FSA office with regard to behavior by one particular employee and that's seemingly not been disciplined by supervisors either in and around Bismarck Mandan and certainly the state. And so I facilitated a meeting with the state FSA leadership and a number of farmers who showed tremendous courage just showing up because, of course, retaliation is one of the things this person's being accused of. And it was a very blunt discussion. And by the way, I was told by several bankers that participated in the meeting and some who were not able to participate in the meeting that they could have brought dozens more than just the several that showed up. And so we had that meeting. We had an airing of everything. Our state director listened to it. And since then, he's been working with the staff on corrective action. And of course, some of this now, once this happens, and I've always said this, that once this happens, this does become personnel matter, and personnel matters are not as public, at least not in the sense that we can talk about it publicly.
Are they quick, by the way, because the other question he's asking is, when can this happen?
Well, as we are finding out by lots of bureaucracy around the country, they can't happen quickly because there's got to be due diligence, there's due process, there's employee rights that we have to deal with and federal unions and all kinds of things. So I'm a little surprised, though, that you haven't heard something already because we had been informed that some corrections were taking place already and working with some of the borrowers that they've already been working with them, moving them to other counties, addressing their specific financial challenges, which is the first thing we have to do. I mean, we can't, the discipline of the employee is one thing. But in the meantime, we have to help our farmers as best we can, as best as they're able under the law to be able to get their financing so that they can, harvest and prepare to plant for another year.
Appreciate the call, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Really
do. Yeah.
And I guess patience is the answer you're given, Kevin. Or at least it has everybody's attention now. So
that's exactly right. And I don't know how much more we can do on a legislative front other than just keep the pressure on.
But you're saying that other individuals have been contacted since that meeting and now are getting their issues addressed.
Well, that's what I've been told. So when I get a phone call like this on the radio, I sort of wonder. But anyway.
Let's hope so.
They're listening. Yeah,
Gail in Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Gail.
Good morning, Congressman and Scott. Hey, I've got a issue here.
Sure.
In the last few months, we've seen this Antiva getting bigger, they're getting bolder, and they're growing. They are destroying taxpayer property. They are putting stress on our police departments, which are paid by taxpayers. I am personally getting very tired of this. What are you guys going to do? They are an American terrorist group to stop this. They're going to get out of hand where you guys cannot stop it.
Well, when you say you guys, I'm not a police officer. I'm not a
I'm talking about there's got to be some way that, first of all, they come in, their faces are blacked out.
Right.
They don't want to be seen.
Right.
There's got to be some rule you guys can do with this deal to put a stop to this. Somebody's got either Jeff Sessions or somebody's got to be pushed to put a stop to this.
Yeah.
This is costing us thousands and thousands of dollars.
Sure. No, I don't disagree with you. We've seen plenty of this type of activity even prior to Antiva with the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, where it seems like violent criminals have more rights in this country anymore than law-abiding citizens do, and certainly than police officers do. They're the ones that they're the ones that always have to look over their backs and make sure that every step they take is just perfect, and they don't do any undue harm to somebody whose full intention is to do harm to our property and our people. So I hear you, and I'm with you, and this is why I so strongly oppose sanctuary cities. The idea that we would fund cities and states, give them a bonus, basically, if they'll, as long as they'll, they're willing to harbor violent criminals who are illegal immigrants. Now, of course, if they're a citizen, then they're fine, you know, arresting people. But if they're illegal, you know, that's a whole other matter. But we're going down a very slippery slope here. You brought up one thing that I think gets to you know, some responsibility that Congress has, and that is, can we get Jeff Sessions to be more engaged? I think it's interesting that we're now seeing black religious leaders in Chicago calling for Jeff Sessions and for the president to send in federal forces to deal with the violence in that city, violence that's all but promoted by the Democratic leadership of Chicago. So, you know, is it the federal government's job to come in and police, you know, local communities and states? I guess if it gets this bad, maybe perhaps it is. But just remember, the things that Antifa is doing, these are illegal things. I mean, you're not allowed to vandalize property, no matter who you are, and less so if you cover your face.
Gail, glad you care. Glad you care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall after this. Brigitte in Fargo, you're next.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Take control of your minerals. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Use Mineral Tracker. With a one-month free trial, you can cancel anytime. Mineral owners love it. They use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. It's the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and more. Find out all the details right now about Mineral Tracker, North Dakota made, at MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
On the What's On Your Mind program, we want you to live long and prosper, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Live long and prosper. Do good things. There's plans for you. Go out there and find out what they are and relax. You'll live longer, see? National Relaxation Day. That's the bumper music. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich. It is back to school time. If you have a student in your life needs a great back to school car, the good folks at Pucklich have a perfect deal for you. By the way, I drove. Steve Zahn sent me up with a Suburban, 2018 Suburban the other day. I didn't want to go. I was just like a kid, like hanging under the steering wheel.
Living large.
I'm not leaving this car. I'm not leaving. Oh, sure. Black wheels. You got to go see it. Puckless has the Bismarck location. North Dakota's home for Chevy. They've got them. And this week's feature vehicle at the Valley City store, one owner, local trade, famous for this at Puckless. They are. This one is a Pontiac G6 sedan. It has the GT package, so it's got a lot of goodies. Leather seats, 110,000 miles on it, still looks really sharp. Upgraded wheels, V6 engine, nice black paint color. Get this, it's under $6,000. How's that for value? On the lot right now, $59.95. But wait, there's more. If you tell them Scott sent you, I heard it on the radio, I get a better deal, $5,500. And you buy any car or truck in August at Pucklich, they'll donate $100 to your favorite school. Online you go right now. Check this out. PucklichValleyCity.com. Great back-to-school car. Great back-to-school car is what I'm trying to say. Or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Great selection. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. They're at 721 West Main in Valley City. Online at Pucklich.com. And, of course, the Bismarck location where I was yesterday. Fabulous. Pucklich, North Dakota's home. Four, Chevy. Okay, 22 past the hour, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Brigitte in Fargo for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Cramer. Yesterday I was listening to the radio and I heard about changes the White House is planning to make to the Military Lending Act. I have a brother who's a vet, and so I'm a little familiar with that legislation and the fact that it helps veterans and service members get home and small business loans. So I'm concerned about these proposed changes that may relax protections that are in the bill. And so I was hoping you could explain that a little bit and let us know whether that's a good change or not. And then I have a second question for you after listening this morning. What's the association that you make between Antigua and sanctuary cities? Thank you very much.
Sure. Well, let me answer the second one first. I think there's a strong association because we have a culture that's developed in our country, and it's manifests itself in political activism. It's manifests itself in political policy or government policy, and that is a tremendous tolerance for these expressions of political positions with violence. And so to that degree, I think that there is an association. I think that the tolerance of violence in this country has become quite remarkable, unless, of course, the violence, and appropriately so, all violence obviously is illegal, but should also not be tolerated, and it ought to be opposed rhetorically and as well as literally. And it seems that there is a political culture that's developed in our country that actually encourages it. And when you have a policy that allows sanctuary cities to receive federal funds to not enforce federal laws, especially violence, and then you have activists who can come to rallies or create their own rallies and do violence, and somehow they're encouraged by people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. I think it's pretty easy to draw that association. With regard to the lending programs, I guess I'm not familiar with exactly what you're talking about, so we'd have to look into it, and we certainly will. I think if there's any relaxation that should be made in terms of lending programs, whether it's mortgage lending or some sort of a backstop for more benevolent lending for veterans, it ought to be to that end. It ought to be more toward more forgiveness or more benevolence as not just compensation but reward and expression of appreciation to our veterans, so that we can help them get into homes and help them realize their business dreams. I was a strong supporter of legislation that did exactly that, and particularly small business development, employment and skills training for veterans, even recognizing veterans' work experience in the military as credit toward.
So it's your position then that you would support a bill that left in protections against predatory lenders for service members and veterans?
Well, I don't think there should be any predatory behavior by lenders to anybody of any sort. I think that's discrimination, and it ought to be, and should never be allowed. But especially, it would be especially egregious if it's allowed for veterans who, like I said, my position would be to be more generous the other direction, not more generous to the predator.
Brigitte, thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. I want to play this because we had a lot of questions about this yesterday in our ad watch segment, and a ton of texts are saying, you know, why are they saying this about Congressman Kramer? How can they say this? What's the truth? So here is the tail end of an ad that folks are seeing with some specific questions.
And Kevin Kramer? Kevin voted against the pay raise for members of the military. He opposed funding to reduce the backlog of benefit claims at the VA. And Kevin Kramer even disrespected those who made the ultimate sacrifice by filming a political ad in a veteran cemetery. It's shameful.
All right, so three issues there. You've addressed obviously the issue in the VA cemetery before, but on the pay raise, what allows them to say you voted against a pay raise?
It's particularly difficult on radio, Scotty, because oftentimes on TV they'll source, you know, they'll document the source of that, and so you'll see a vote or something like that where you look back. I don't know what this person might be referring to. However, in the House of Representatives, where we take several hundred, if not thousand, more votes per year than the Senate, there are oftentimes in multiple budgets. For example, in a single budget cycle, we'll vote on a Republican budget, and we've always, as a Republican majority, allowed the Democrats to offer their own budget that we vote on. The Congressional Black Caucus issues a budget. The Hispanic Caucus issues a budget. The Progressive Caucus issues a budget. Everybody issues their own budgets. The Republican Study Committee provides their own budget. And then, so what you do then is you vote for one of them, right? Which means if you vote for all against all the other ones, you can be on record as voting against a pay raise in all of them, even though the one you voted for might have a bigger pay raise. There are other things and this is very common. You'll probably hear about this a lot. I think there was a recent PolitiFact, in fact, that did exactly this. When you're the majority party, you reserve a opportunity for the minority party. It's a privileged motion to offer up an amendment called a motion to recommit. And all it is it's designed basically to be a trap. But we still allow it, and the Democrats always offer it, and what they'll do is they'll take, say, for example, you have a water bill. Let's say there's a bill on water resources or something. They'll offer up a motion to recommit. They're allowed to offer it, you know, live on the floor just before you vote for the bill, and they'll say, and we stand for motherhood, apple pie, and veterans, and we think they should all get a really big, you know, we should give them, you know, a $10,000 raise. And if you, and so,
hold that thought one sec. Yeah. We're going against the break here, and Leonard and Dickinson, you're next to go after we get through these answers on the veterans issue. Stay tuned. More on What's On Your Mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case could be in the hands of a jury as soon as this afternoon, following closing arguments which are getting underway. The former Trump campaign chief resting his case yesterday, his lawyers never called any witnesses. Manafort facing 18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. The United Nations reporting that it believes 20,000 to 30,000 ISIS fighters remain active in Iraq and Syria. The UN report says although many of the terrorist group's fighters, planners, and commanders have been killed in recent years, there are still thousands that are fully engaged militarily. While ISIS forces were defeated in all of Iraq and most of Syria last year, the report warns a reduced covert version of ISIS could survive in both countries. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the La Crosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Tweeted about Jeff Johnson's victory in the Minnesota Republican primary. He said he had a big night in winning the Republican nomination for governor against a very strong and well-known opponent. Thanks for all the support you showed me. You have my complete and total endorsement. You will win in November. Isn't that interesting? How about that? There's some bad, sad news about Norm Coleman yesterday, that his cancer is roaring back and is stage four. So keep Norm Coleman. Former senator, former mayor of St. Paul. I like Norm Coleman. He's a nice guy. And gotten to know him over the years and was sorry to see that for sure. We're brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. And safety is really a priority for us here on What's On Your Mind. And do you know why? It's because we care about you. We want you safe. We want to save lives. And that's what they do every day. At the North Dakota Safety Council, every day. We've been talking about driving a little bit lately, and they have a defensive driving course coming up. So we're talking about that on the training spotlight today by North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance, the region's leader in driver safety training. This is a four-hour defensive driving course approved for an insurance discount and point reduction in North Dakota. The course for you employers qualifies for the Safe Driver Program from WSI that helps you earn save money on your workers' comp premiums. So there's a lot of good here. The insurance discount, the point reduction, and the next defensive driving course is Minot, August 20th, Bismarck, August 27th, Fargo, September 11th. Check it out at ndsc.org and click that training icon. Okay, back with Congressman Kramer. And you're first of all, explaining kind of the games that are played so that, you vote on something not intending, for instance, to, lower pay or take away funding from the VA to take care of the backlogs, but a procedural vote, and you're saying that's what you believe they're using here?
Most likely that's the case. That's usually what the situation is. And like you said, in the House, the minority has so many more, we give them a lot of privileges in terms of bringing up bills and amendments and whatnot. In fact, I mean, this will shock people, but many Democratic amendments actually get into bills. But what often happens in these situations is you bring up multiples of bills and allow this privileged motion, which privilege means you can't object to it, and they'll make the motion, and of course it always is killed on party lines, but it gives them a moment in on C-SPAN to bring something up. And so a lot of times that's what it is. It's something that if you voted for it, even if you like the underlying sort of notion of it, it's most likely already been addressed in the bill. But the real point of it is it's designed to derail the bill and send it back to committee so you don't have, pass the pass it. But that's most likely what it is. And to be fair, by the way, Scotty, I mean, a lot of these people that get used in these ads, they support the other person, they support the candidate, but they don't know. They're given a script, they read it, it sounds fine, and they're shocked by it, and it's intended to do that. And so that's the discerning part of politics. There's an awful lot of, there's a lot of responsibility that goes along with our experiment of self-governance. And that means that voters have to, inform themselves a lot of times and discern and filter all the noise and get to the truth.
Let's go next to Leonard in Dickinson for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Is it me?
It is you, Leonard. Go ahead.
What's on my mind? A lot of things, but one thing, if somebody has a picture of an underage child, he goes to jail, probably for life. And yet we have all these Catholic priests that are pedophiles, they get caught, and they're transferred. Why is that?
Well, I wouldn't be a good person to ask that question if I'm not Catholic and not part of the Catholic Church, but it is disturbing, to say the least, that there's any type of a protection other than the law in all of these circumstances, in my view. So in that sense, I think it's too bad, because I think a lot of these things could be ended a lot sooner and you wouldn't have sort of the outrage of it all, because it would be squelched at a much earlier stage. But I'm not an expert on the Catholic Church or how they've acted. I also know not to believe everything I see on TV news. But obviously there's something to a lot of this, and it's very problematic.
Yeah, and I think that if you look at what the leadership of the church is saying, they're taking it seriously too.
Yeah, they certainly are. I have to say I'm encouraged by that, Scott.
Yeah, and as well they should. But I always say, look, humans do things every day that defy the odds. I mean, if I wanted to show you across the USA, look at how teachers have abused children in ways that in higher percentages, by the way, versus the population. In other words, teachers, total amount of teachers versus total amount of priests. It's a lot. It doesn't make any of it any better. And I hope they address it. But human beings do horrible, awful things every day. It makes you sick, and certainly somebody in a power position of power as a teacher or a religious person. Yeah. Anyway, my opinion doesn't really matter here. I don't know why I'm saying it, but let's go. Jason and Bismarck, you're next on the.
Say, though, Scotty, crimes against children are the most egregious by far, and it's just beyond sickening.
It rips your heart out, and obviously you have been a warrior on that issue on the in Native American community throughout North Dakota of getting tenacious about these backlogs. Speaking of backlogs and the lack of justice there as well. So yeah, I hear you 100%. Jason, go ahead. You're next. Are you there, Jason?
I'm here.
Don't have the best connection with you. I'm going to go to Dan and Devil's Lake. We'll come back to you here in a second here, okay? Dan and Devil's Lake, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Scott. Kevin, I'm behind you 100% percentage. But you talk about something going on with children. What about what happened in New Mexico? And what about this judge letting these guys go on basically zero bond on their signature? We're going to stand up to these judges, and it is the House of Representatives, per the Constitution's responsibility, to keep our judicial system in line with the Constitution. And when they are not doing it, which they don't, all these Obama-appointed left-wing judges don't do it, but I don't hear anyone in Congress standing up saying, we're going to take care of this. We're going to put these people, impeach them. And that's what needs to be done. So please, start getting rid of these judges that are blocking our wonderful president, and start getting rid of the ones that are letting these people go who are committing treason against this country and terrorists.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate the point. I do believe that the judge in this particular case, however, is not a federal judge, as I recall. I think it was maybe even a county judge or a district judge, but not a federal judge. And I think therein lies part of the problem. We got some good news in that the woman was transferred into federal custody, which is what really needs to happen. And perhaps the FBI or Jeff Sessions or somebody sooner could have taking this on as a federal crime as opposed to the local crime that's currently being prosecuted as. And so I think that therein lies the problem. So I don't think this is a judge that could be impeached by the Congress, if I recall.
Well, if that one can't, then there are several that can, the ones that were blocking President Trump's travel ban. I mean, start with them. If we don't do anything about these judges, they're going to stay in power. And we're going to be fighting them. Our kids are going to be fighting them.
Yeah. Well, they are going to stay in power because they are lifetime appointments. You're right about that. The impeachment standard, though, is one of high crimes. And it's not simply a standard of disagreeing with their take on the Constitution.
I think the biggest thing is public pressure. Yeah. I think focus on the issues. So many times these go away,
Well, that's what he's doing, though. That's what he's doing, Scott, and that's why I'm on the phone, which I love this, because I think he's making a very important point. But the pressure's got to be, it's got to be constant, it's got to be consistent, not just for impeachment, by the way. This has got to be pressure on United States senators who are confirming these people. It's got to be, that's the real legislative opportunity is when they're put up, when they're put up for a permanent judgeship for the rest of their lives. These senators have to be more discerning than who they vote for. And what's been the tradition of the Senate is that if it's a judge in California and the two senators from California think that judge is just fine, then, the other 98 traditionally have just said, well, they know best, and they support them and they support each other's judges rather than taking a good hard look at judicial philosophy and history and all of those things that give you a better indication of what these judges are all about prior to them becoming judges.
A texter from Adams County in Southwest North Dakota says, I'm sure guessing here, but Bridget, the caller earlier, sure sounded to me like a person wanting to catch Kevin in a gotcha question.
Well, there's a lot of that happening in all my radio shows, radio show appearances and talk radio town halls, and that's just fine. I actually welcome that, Scotty. I think it's too bad when public officials will go on only a show that's hosted by, say, a relative or somebody who's philosophically in line with them. I think that we owe it to the citizens of our state, our constituents, to address all of their concerns and questions, and even if they're gotcha questions, it doesn't absolve the official from both making themselves available and answering the questions, including the tough ones, including the trick questions, and I welcome that opportunity. And I think it's too bad when others don't.
Only have a minute for your answer here, but a texter wants to know what you're hearing from ag folks regarding the CRP permanent easements, and if what you're hearing matches what was heard on this show. And he's talking about Monday, a lot of criticism that came directed at Senator Hoeven related to having a role, I guess, in authoring that provision in the Senate side. That's what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, I presume they're talking about the conservation reserve easement program, which the Senate did put into their bill. And what I'm hearing from ag people around North Dakota is unanimous. They want it taken out of the farm bill, period. And I can't imagine there'll be a senator left outside of, Debbie Stabenow and some of the Democrats on the Ag Committee that think it's a good idea. But the program, what it does is it allows somebody who has expiring CRP contracts that are entered into after next year to enroll as a permanent easement at an estimated cost of about just under $2 billion for the first 10-year period. But I don't know a farmer left that wants a permanent easement. If there's one thing I hear consistently from farmers and ranchers is they hate permanent easements, and they've been abused in many cases by previous easements that have grown beyond the easement even. In case of Fish and Wildlife Service, I had a whole town hall on this topic up in Devil's Lake. So, no, it's unanimous. They want that pulled out of the farm bill before it's voted on.
More coming up. Patton Minot, Jason Bismarck, Bob Jamestown. Stay tuned.
And tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include crop and pasture land auctions in Oliver, Sheridan, McHenry, Hedinger, Cass, Morton, Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Richland, and Dunn counties in North Dakota, and Otter Tail County in Minnesota. And don't forget Piper's upcoming machinery auctions in Shields, Bowman, Carson Steel, and Halliday, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wow, National Relaxation Day, and I'm going to fall asleep on the microphone here. Keep that one going. We're here for you, folks. That's what we're here to do on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell has done an amazing thing. And by the way, North Dakota played a role in Mike Lindell doing his amazing thing of inventing the best pillow in the world, because he listened to you at the North Dakota State Fair, at the Red River Valley Fair, and said, you know, he quickly found, hey, I need this. I need this. So built it, and now we have it. And you have a great deal waiting for you. 50% off two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. And by the way, MyPillow makes more than pillows. Mike Lindell has a foundation, and he works very hard to help addicts. He has a recovery network for addicts. And he uses his Pillow platform in a fight against drugs. He himself is a previous crack cocaine addict. And so he's using the platform to help other addicts get clean and sober, and has the Recovery Network. They're putting together a platform that'll have 200,000 inspirational stories. Pretty amazing. He's bringing that story to Bismarck at the end of the month, and Congressman Kramer, not this weekend, but next weekend. You want folks to come on out and take this in, right? I can't hear Kev.
Yeah, hopefully later today we'll be able to get some more details out on Scotty. So Mike's coming the weekend of August 24th. So 24th, 25th, 26th, he's going to be speaking at my church, New Song Church, on Sunday morning. Participating in Celebrate Recovery Ministry at my church Friday evening and Saturday. We're putting together a big family rally to talk specifically about, you know, hear Mike's story and to talk about recovery and faith and family and freedom and patriotism. And we're going to have some entertainment, some fun music, and make it lighthearted for the kids and serve up a bunch of hot dogs. It's going to be all about, freedom from addiction. So we're looking forward to that. Mike's a great guy.
And having hung out with him a little at the Trump rally, when he came up, we've been down to My Pillow, then he came up at the Trump rally, of course, was a featured guest, and Donald Trump asked him. He will take a selfie with the entire crowd. So, I mean, if you want a photo with Mike Lindell, you better come on Saturday, August 25th at Shiloh. That'll be a blast. We'll get you details when we know more. Yep. Okay, so but here's the
You're right. It's at Shiloh, though, so people should know that. We're probably open the doors around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
on the 25th.
That's on Saturday, the 25th, a week from Saturday.
Yep.
So here's the scoop. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a full bank of calls here. We can't get any more calls on the lines, and only 3.5 minutes. So by my math, quick questions, quick answers. Just give me the question right away, and we'll have Kevin give us a quick answer, and we'll get to all of you. How's that sound? Let's and we get Kevin some water.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can do it. We can do it.
All right, Jason, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Jason.
Congressman Kramer, I was at the meeting at for Morton County FSA,
yes.
And I know things are supposed to be getting better. Out here, a lot of the farmers and ranchers talk back and forth, and it really hasn't gotten much better. Now she's got it to where when we want to get our checks released, we used to be able to go up there, and you just drive up there, somebody release your check. Bank and everything is now she has to be the only person that endorses this tax, and if she's not there, you have to set up an appointment.
Yeah, we're losing you, Jason. And as I mentioned, we're really tight for time, so I just need a quick question, quick answer. And I think you've answered this to the earlier caller, but for him, what's the answer on it taking too long?
Keep calling, and I'll keep pushing, and we'll try to get some changes. That's all I can tell you at this point. But we'll keep pushing. Keep the testimonials coming, though. We need them.
All right, keep cranking. Quick questions. Pat Minot, your question.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am calling about the little off topic maybe here, but the calls, the 10, 20 calls a day you get from these, who knows what they're selling. I'm just so burned out with these phone calls that they hide their numbers. I mean, how can that be any kind of ethical business practice to mask your phone number? You can't get off of a calling list. I mean,
well, you're supposed to be able to get off of a call list. You're supposed to be able to get on no call list.
I've blocked their numbers. I've tried everything.
Yeah, they don't honor it. Even when you do, they call back. My favorite now is they use local numbers.
Yeah,
right.
They'll call you with a local number. Just disgust me. Is that a federal thing? I mean, can FTC do something there, or is that state?
Yeah, states can. States have laws as well. There's, the federal government gives the states the rights to pass the laws. The states have laws. The Consumer Fraud Division, I think, at the Attorney General's office handles it. So when you have a direct complaint, I would bring it up there. Call up to the Attorney General's office in Bismarck and see if you can't, get a cease and desist of some sort, or at least see if they're registered or who the entity might be, and see if they can't do something for you as well. But we're happy to look into it as well.
The Attorney General's office handles that in North Dakota. We've talked to them a couple times. We're due for another thing because it is getting bad. You're right. So stay tuned. We'll stay on that. Bob in Jamestown, quickly for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, apparently the Democrats and Heidi can't raise any money in North Dakota. I was over at South of Detroit Lakes on Saturday and at Lake Maud, and they had a financial rally there, everybody wanting to raise money for Heidi, and all these big black Denalis and Escalades and everything out of Minneapolis were parked in the grass. They had a Heidi for North Dakota sign, but they're raising money in Minnesota. Can't get any in North Dakota, huh?
Well, I'm happy to raise money in Minnesota, too, if anybody has got some that they want to give to me, but generally I meet a bunch of North Dakotans over there.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. That is interesting, for sure. What number can you be reached at in your office? Someone called about that off-air.
202-225-2611.
All right, 202-225-2611. That one's answered a lot. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow in Bismarck.
Hi, Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.